Chapter 20. I was overwhelmed with the sensation of the dragon's fear, and it nearly knocked me to my knees. My heart tightened, and my gut wrenched as I experienced their complete and utter terror. These babies had been ripped away from their families and taken to be sold. It just wasn't right. They must have been so small when they were taken, too, because they were still incredibly tiny. The largest one was no bigger than Blah was at the moment, which meant they'd all been stolen either as eggs or just after they'd hatched. Even though they were so young, I could feel how smart they were, and they knew this wasn't where they were meant to be. No dragons were meant to be in cages. This asshole was about to get the sharp end of my sword through his face, but just as I was about to pull it from its sheath, I heard more voices. Two other men came walking toward us from the market. One was tall, like the brown-haired elf who'd led us out here, except this elf had blonde hair and deep green eyes. The other was a shorter, thin elf with matching green eyes and strange dark blue hair. After a second, it occurred to me these two new men were most likely brothers. Along with the matching emerald eyes, they each had the same square jaw and widow's peaks on their foreheads.
"Charlene!"
the taller brother said with a smile as he walked toward us and gestured in our direction.
"I see you found some buyers."
The way the tall blonde elf spoke made me think he was the leader, and when I looked more closely, I noticed he carried a 4-foot silver sword on his hip where the other two men did not. The first man we'd walked to didn't appear to have anything on him, though I was sure he did. He probably just kept up the appearance he was unarmed, so he came across as less threatening to potential buyers. The shorter brother had a good-sized dagger on his right hip. It was about the length of my forearm, and it had a dark silver metal handle that matched the sheath it was in.
"This guy's interested,"
Charlene said as he inclined his head in my direction.
"You should be more than interested,"
the blonde elf said with a grin as he walked over and forcefully patted one of the cages. The little green dragon inside squealed in horror and tried to hide under its own tail. The sight of it made my stomach turn again, and I wanted to cut the asshole's hand off right then.
"These are rare. Yanked them straight from the nest when they were just hours old. They're small enough to be trained to do whatever you want."
"I see." I pursed my lips.
"Oh, I'd ask what you're planning to do with it,"
the brown-haired elf chuckled.
"But I really don't care. All I care about is getting the coin for my labor. So as long as you have money, you can take your pick."
"They don't cost different amounts?"
Cass asked with pinched-together eyebrows.
"A little more for the bigger ones," the blonde elf shrugged. "But they're all about the same amount."
"And what amount would that be?" I asked, and I had to clench my teeth to stop myself from growling the words out.
200 gold pieces,
the man said with a nonchalant smile, and then he looked me up and down.
Judging from that sword on your hip, I'd say that's not too rich for your blood."
The sword I wielded was indeed incredibly valuable. If I were to sell it, I could probably have made enough coin to buy a nice-sized piece of property. I would never do such a thing, but I could see how the elf leader figured he could get a decent amount out of me. I couldn't be sure 200 gold pieces was the going rate, but it was what he'd chosen to try and charge me. I'd seen plenty of vendors hike up their prices when they saw someone who was clearly wealthy heading toward their booth. I had no doubt in my mind this guy would do the same thing if given the chance, and it looked like he thought he had been. Sadly for him, I wasn't there to buy his dragons, and if I was, there would be no way I could afford to. Even if I had 200 gold pieces, I wouldn't give them to this asshole. That amount of money was probably what I'd make in a year with the warband. It was an incredibly high price, but I supposed it was also incredibly dangerous to acquire dragons. I may not be able to go to the king's castle and free the dragons in his dungeon, but I most certainly wouldn't leave these babies here. The king was out of my reach, for the time being at least, but these thieves weren't.
200 gold is a lot of money.
Cass frowned.
These aren't exactly easy to come by, sweetheart.
the blond man said as he cocked his head to the side and smiled. Besides, I'm sure your man here can handle it. His condescending term of endearment made the hair on the back of my neck stand up, and I took a deep breath to steady myself. I needed a level head to take these dealers down. Unless he wants to work out some other deal, the blonde elf added, and he eyed Cass and Asta eagerly. As he spoke, he walked round the cages on the cart, and I could feel the terror of the baby dragons he came near. They were scared out of their minds, and between the fear of the baby dragons and the elf's insinuation about Cass and Asta, I couldn't hold myself together any longer. I yanked my sword from its sheath and extended the blade to its full length as I sliced at the blonde elf. The man was quick, though, and he countered my attack with his own blade. Our swords collided with a loud clang and screech of metal, and our faces were inches away from one another as we each held our ground.
Ah! I knew you couldn't be trusted.
And I knew you and your friends were pieces of shite the moment I saw you. I growled, and I shoved my sword forward so hard the man went flying. I glanced to my left to find the other two men, but they were already locked in battle with Asta and Cass. The shorter male had pulled his dagger, but Asta wielded two, and she sliced and diced at him while he fervently attempted to defend himself with his single blade. Inga rode on the elf girl's shoulder, and I could tell the little red dragon was ready to pounce at a second's notice. The other man, Charlene, had pulled a small sword from on him somewhere, and he and Cass were locked in battle. The man was no match for her greatsword, though, and I knew he wouldn't last long. Ufe was on the ground next to the strawberry blonde, and he pounced on the earth and caused a ripple that made the elf have to steady himself. It seemed the girls had the other two elves handled, which was fine by me, because their leader was the one I really wanted. This son of a bitch was my kill, and I'd make sure he didn't have a quick death. I turned back to my opponent and watched the blonde elf skid on the ground, but he quickly regained his footing and eyed me carefully with his deep green eyes. Blood ran from his nose onto his chin and then down to his tunic, and the crimson liquid quickly created a deep red patch on his clothes.
Ah, you'll pay for that,
he sneered again as he wiped the blood from his face with the back of his hand. His nose was obviously broken, though, because it wouldn't stop bleeding, and I smiled at his blood-stained teeth and skin. He was about to find out he wasn't nearly as tough as he thought he was. The man held his sword with both hands at his right side and ran toward me, but I'd seen the move before and I knew exactly what he was planning to do. He was going to try and stab through my stomach so I'd have absolutely no hope of recovery. It was an amateur move, and honestly I'd expected more from someone I presumed was a seasoned dragon catcher. Then again, these men were clearly cowards. They didn't dare try and capture a large dragon. They only went for the small, weak ones who couldn't defend themselves. That didn't matter anymore, though. I'd defend every single last dragon until the day I died.
Come on, you bastard,
I growled as I took a wide stance, held my sword out and waited for the elf to get close enough. He rushed me with purpose, but the blood on his face and chest only served to entertain me, and judging from his expression, he was fighting with pure emotion only, which was the easiest way to get killed. Once he was only a couple feet from me, I skidded down onto my knees and thrust my sword upward. I nearly caught the elf's stomach, but he was quicker than I expected, and he dodged it at the last second by flinging himself to the side. I quickly lifted myself up and turned to face the male. Once again, he was on the ground, and when he stood up, I could see more dirt and leaves were stuck to him. His blood stain had grown larger as well, and I couldn't help but smirk at the fact that he was covered in blood and dirt, while I didn't have a scratch on me. Suddenly, Blah landed on my shoulder. The little blue dragon glanced at me from the side, and I smiled and nodded. I knew Blah had stayed back so I could get some frustration out, but he deserved a little revenge as well. Then Blah breathed a great blast of blue fire at the elf, and the blonde male yelled out with surprise and anger as he dove toward the nearest tree to try and shield himself. I took that opportunity to rush forward and swing at the trunk of the tree he'd hidden behind. Bla was on my left shoulder, so I swung on the right, and when the elf tried to dart left to save himself, Bla was waiting with another blast of fire for him.
Fuck!
The elf screamed and dropped his weapon so he could cup his burned face. Normally I would have decapitated my opponent right there and been done with it, but I didn't want this asshole to have a quick death. He deserved the pain I'd bring to him. So instead of killing him on the spot, I quickly took a whack at his shins. The man screamed as I ripped through flesh and bone and tore off the bottom half of his left leg. Then I ripped a gnarly gash in his right one, and he immediately fell to the ground. His hands moved from his burned face down to his ripped-off leg, and I smirked and leaned down to him. "If you couldn't tell, I already have dragons of my own," I said with a grin. "Only I didn't steal mine away from their mothers like a low-life piece of shite."
"Fuck you!"
he spat. The man was covered in blood and dirt, and now sweat beaded on his raw, burned forehead from the shock of his leg being cut off. His face was growing even paler by the second, and I knew he wouldn't last long.
"Who's your boss?"
I asked quickly when I realized this might be my only chance to interrogate him. I'd been so caught up with my anger, I hadn't thought about keeping him alive to question him.
"Who the fuck are you?"
the man groaned. His face attempted to be angry, but he was in too much pain to come across as menacing in the slightest. I stood up and put my boot on the man's leg, just above where I'd cut it off.
"Ah, fuck!"
he screamed, and he threw his head back in pain.
"Who is your boss?"
I asked again. But I was too late. The elf's eyes rolled back into his head, and his body went limp against the ground. Whether it was from blood loss or shock, I couldn't be sure, but when I leaned down to check his pulse, there wasn't one.
"Oh, shite."
"Rat?"
Kars's voice sounded from behind me. "Yeah." I stood up and took a deep breath.
"Are you all right?"
the strawberry blonde asked, and her eyebrows were pinched together when I turned round to look at her. "I'm okay," I nodded. "I just wanted to get some answers from this guy. Are you two okay?" I glanced behind the girls to see both of the other men were on the ground as well. The short man Asta had fought had his own dagger stabbed through his chest, while the brown-haired man Kars had gone up against was leaned against a tree, with his entrails spilling out of his stomach.
"We're fine,"
Kars assured me, and even though her face was splattered in blood, I had to admit the smile she flashed me was hot as hell and eased some of the tension from my shoulders.
"Perhaps you shouldn't have injured him so much if you wanted to ask him questions,"
Asta said innocently, and she frowned down at the bloody and burned man on the ground. Yes, you're right. Well, he was definitely asking for it, though, so I'm not too upset.
"The important thing is we saved the dragons,"
Kars told me as she sheathed her sword. "Yes. Now let's get them home," I said before I turned back to the cart. My adrenaline from the fight was still going, and during the altercation it had taken my mind off the fear I could feel from the little dragons. But now it was back, tenfold. The little creatures quivered and tried to hide in their cages as the girls and I walked over to them. Even though we'd just killed the men who'd stolen them, they were still frightened. But I couldn't say I blamed them. They had no reason to think we wouldn't hurt them the same way. Dragons were intelligent and loving creatures, and a full-grown one would probably be able to feel my emotions and understand we were only there to save it. But these little ones were still so small. They were only focused on their own fear, and that feeling overtook them and blocked out everything else.
"It's okay,"
Asta whispered as she reached out her hand to softly touch one of the cages. A little yellow dragon with bright green eyes looked up at us from under its tail. Its eyes darted back and forth, and then they squeezed shut as he tried to get further underneath himself.
"Oh, these poor things."
Kars frowned and shook her head.
"I feel so bad for them. Do you think they'll ever be able to be okay after this? It does seem as though they're quite traumatized."
Asta agreed, as her lower lip trembled and it looked like she was about to cry. "Oh, we can always overcome what hasn't destroyed us," I said confidently, though I could still feel the terror of the little dragons. They'll be okay, but we need to get them home.
How are we going to find where they live?
Oh, this asshole said they were snatched from their nests just hours ago, I said as I focused on the dragon's feelings. They're probably from somewhere nearby.
The valley isn't too far from here.
Asta gasped, and her sunflower yellow eyes lit up.
I bet they were taken from there. I thought we were really far from the valley.
Garce's eyebrows pulled together.
We're far from the section I originally took you all to, but the valley is very large. It goes on forever.
I'm sure you're right. We should get moving before anyone sees us. Bla leapt off my shoulder and softly landed near the cages. The little blue dragon sniffed at the bars as the baby yellow dragon inside looked at him curiously, and I could tell it was less scared than it had been. Oh, she doesn't seem as scared of Bla.
How do you know it is she?
Oh. I frowned and thought for a moment. I guess I don't, for sure. She just feels like a she. It's hard to explain. I couldn't read her mind exactly. I could only feel what she felt and sense what she sensed. But something about her feelings told me she was female.
Can the dragon see through your enchantment? I don't know.
Cass shook her head. The little yellow dragon seemed calmer as she sniffed at Bla, but she was still hesitant and hid under her tail. I can't tell if she can or not. I pursed my lips. Either way, he seems to have calmed her down a little bit.
All right.
Cass took a deep breath and clapped her hands lightly.
Asta, lead us to the valley. We should get these babies back to their families.
Yes, I agreed, and I looked at Bla, Inga, and Ufe. You all stay with the babies. Try to calm them down. All three nodded, and Inga and Ufe hopped down from the girls' shoulders and sniffed at the cages. The massive hysteria I'd felt before dissipated slightly. It was still there, but not nearly as strong as it had been. My little dragon seemed to be comforting the babies well, and I was grateful they were with us. Whether the babies could see Bla, Inga, and Ufe for what they were, I couldn't say. But even if they thought they were dogs like everyone else, just their presence was enough to calm them down a little bit. While we waited for the dragons to settle, we quickly looked over the bodies of the elves. We gathered their weapons, any coins they had on them, and any jewelry as well. Even though their weapons were no match for our own, we could still sell them at the market, since elven tools typically garnered a good amount of coin. I was hoping we might find some notes or orders on them that would tell us more about who they worked for, but we had no such luck. They didn't have much on them aside from their weapons and a couple of coins and rings, and I figured that was probably by design. These assholes were terrible individuals, but they weren't entirely idiotic. Once I was sure the dragons were all calm and secure, the girls and I climbed up onto the wagon. There was a horse-looking creature in front, except it had a strange horn sticking out of its forehead, and then I grabbed the ropes by my feet and gave them a quick flick. The horned beast pulled us all easily, and we followed Asta's directions to the valley. The elf girl led us through the woods, and eventually onto a dirt road with trees on either side. It had been nearly an hour since we'd started the journey, and I looked up at the blue sky above us. The day was nice, and the baby dragons had calmed down. I glanced at the cart and saw Bla curled up next to the cage of the little yellow dragon. His long body was curled around the circular bars, and the little dragon inside was pressed up against the bars, so she was close to him. Inga laid between two cages. The dragons in each laid close to the bars, so they were all near each other, and Ufe had found the smallest dragon. The critter was tiny, and I couldn't believe I hadn't noticed him sooner. He was probably able to hide the best, though. He was a deep brown color, and he was only a quarter of the size Ufe and Inga were. The twins had been just larger than him when they'd hatched, so this poor little reptile was probably taken when he was still in his egg. From the looks of him, he'd only hatched a few hours ago, if that. Ufe, my sweet little earth guy, was curled up next to the cage, but not quite touching it, while the smallest little dragon laid next to the bars without touching them either. The little creature was still scared, but I could feel he was at ease for the moment, and he trusted Ufe. I smiled at the two of them. It was hard to not trust Ufe. The little earth dragon was sweet and always respectful of others in their personal space, and I suspected that was exactly the treatment this tiny dragon needed at the moment. Out of everyone, he was probably the most terrified.
How much farther?
Gas asked, and she opened up the map in her hands to check it.
It shouldn't be too much farther.
Asta smiled so big her eyes closed. I appreciated the elf girl's glee over our success today. Granted, we hadn't reunited the dragons with their families yet, but no matter what, I was happy the dragons were out of the hands of those dealers. Even if we couldn't find their families today, there were plenty of fruit and pumpkins at the house to last us a while, so I had confidence we'd be able to find their families soon enough. I wasn't sure what all I could do with my new power, but if it came down to it, I could try to see through the eyes of their mothers and figure out where they were looking for their babies. I shook the thought from my head. We hadn't made it to the valley yet, and I had to give us a chance to find the dragons' families before I started making backup plans. The little dragons were still scared, but I could sense they knew where we were headed, and excitement began to bleed through the fear still in their systems. As long as we could get to the valley, I was sure we'd be able to find their mothers. But then, suddenly it got dark. It was as if we'd gone under a tree, or the sun had hidden behind a cloud, but neither had happened.
What's going on?
Cass gasped as her gaze darted to either side of the path we were on. Then the hair on the back of my neck stood up, and my eyes shot up to the sky. There, above us, were four massive dragons. One bright yellow, one light brown, one emerald green, and another fire orange. They hovered above us as they blotted out the sun, and I shoved away my own emotions as I focused in on their feelings. They were upset, angry, and saddened all at once, and realization struck me like a bolt of lightning. These had to be the mothers.
What the...
Kars's voice trailed off as she looked up and saw the dragons.
Oh, Odin, they must be headed to the valley.
Asta said with wide yellow eyes. I don't think so. I shook my head, but didn't take my eyes off the massive scaly beasts above us.
Why not?
The elf girl asked. Because I think these are the mothers, I said, and as the words left my mouth, the bright yellow dragon in the center locked her gaze on me. Then the huge beast flapped her massive wings and dove right at us with the other three just on her tail. They were pissed their babies had been stolen from them, and at the moment we looked pretty suspicious. Oh, shite. I breathed as I stared at the 1,000-pound creature hurtling toward me.